G-68, Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. With the hours until William Godfrey's inauguration speech at the ICA slipping down to mere minutes, the mood in Birchwood, Colorado was one of chaos and confusion. As the conversation developed over the course of a longer stretch than anyone realized at the time, Leisha came to admit he was far from certain that he would ever be able to convince Sacco and New Kerguelen's other council leaders that it was anything but suicidal to take a leap of destiny through a gateway leading to the world of the architects, their devious and all-powerful deceivers for so long. Emma expressed quite intense displeasure at hearing this. It was at this point that Clark, worried that Emma and perhaps some of the others were getting ahead of themselves, narrowed in on the more than semantic distinction that Leisha hadn't promised and couldn't sensibly promise that he would cure Piper of whatever uplift-related affliction remained within her, but rather that he would do everything in his power to do so. In short, he would try. Emma then asked Leisha if he thought Clark's point was an important one, to which the alien reluctantly admitted that it was a distinction worth making. Leisha insisted that he wasn't trying to be clever with his wording and that he truly would leave no stone unturned, up to and including being willing to traverse the gateway. "A promise I make is a promise I keep," he insisted, repeating once more what seemed to be one of his favorite lines. "But a promise to succeed in any endeavor is a promise no one can rightly make." Dan nodded. "Right. We shouldn't get caught up on this. Leisha is 100% committed to doing absolutely everything he can." Before much longer, Piper's highly interested and seemingly purposeful staring at Leisha was joined by some incantation-like repetitions of,
Leisha. "Leisha is here," Emma said, "just like you told us."
Her heart and head felt heavy as she spoke.
"I've been thinking something,"
Tara chimed in, sounding relatively and newly chipper. Everyone encouraged her to go on.
"Well, maybe Piper being able to know that Leisha was with us in Buenos Aires wasn't inherently down to Leisha being Leisha. Maybe if she knew how to say Godfrey, she would have told you that we were talking to him earlier too."
After saying this, Tara paused momentarily, not to indicate she was finished, as her expression made clear, but to try to find a coherent way to express the rest of what she was thinking.
"Or maybe not," she went on. "Maybe she cares more about Leisha and sees his presence as something worth mentioning because he's so different from everyone else she ever sees, and because he always arrives and leaves in a huge white flash. But that's what I'm trying to say. Maybe she only mentions Leisha because he's unique, but she always knows what's going on around Dan. This idea is going to get weird if it isn't already, but maybe her mind is psychically linked to Dan's because he's the one who gave her the power. Or, who knows, maybe it's linked to Emma too. Maybe if Emma had been with me and Leisha today instead of it being Dan, Piper still would have known."
"Are you thinking out loud?"
Emma asked her little sister, her tone more supportive and patient than the words alone may have sounded.
"Or have you settled on this as something you think might actually be right?"
"Not necessarily," Tara said.
"What we know for definite is that all the devices we've ever used, and all the devices that the messengers have ever used on us, from these telepathy patches to the transcript patches, and from the communications cables to the more painful uplifter, none of them were designed for us. The architects made them. We know from what Billy's team found at Dortlu Tepe that the architects visited Earth and used the same kind of cables on humans, so there is a possibility those were made with us in mind and given to the messengers so they could communicate with us, but the rest of the stuff was all about uplifting the messengers so they could interpret the transcripts they saw on the screens of their elders and stuff like that."
Emma rubbed her cheek in a manner that appeared to signify something between confusion and frustration. Her patience appeared to be gone, tried and defeated by Tara's somewhat unclear comments.
"Look, I really don't know what you're getting at. I don't know how restating all that stuff helps us in any way."
"And maybe I don't know either,"
Tara sighed, throwing her hands up.
"I'm just trying to think outside the box and cover every possible angle. Dan passed the two core uplift powers to Piper because he had them at the time. We know that. But what if the uplifter did something else to him, and he passed that to Piper too? Maybe she has some kind of one-way psychic connection to Dan instead of any connection to the messengers. She knew Leisha was with us today, but maybe that's just because she always knows what Dan is thinking. Hell, and I know this sounds crazy, maybe she can even see what he sees. Leisha, has remote viewing ever been a thing you've come across?